Hello, everyone. I am Rocky Bones here, and this is Punk Rock Cheeseburger. How has everyone been? It's been a little while, but I'm back. And yeah, I think this is kind of the official first episode back in a long time. So basically, I just want to get into some music and movies and maybe a little TV. What I've been listening and watching lately and wanting to get out there and whatnot. So I think that's kind of what this is going to be for a while. Is just not necessarily reviews, just stuff I've been enjoying lately and just want to talk to you guys about it. With that said, I just received a message from an old friend, I guess you could say. He was one of the first people that I did a review about. He was a musician. If you've been around for a little bit, you might remember Sean D. Harper. He now has a official band. They're called Heel Turn, and they have a new single called Franz Samsa, I believe it's called. It also, with that, has a full-on music video on YouTube, and it's so good. I'm so into it. Yeah, he's a great musician, and then he's backed up with other great musicians, and the music they're coming out with are fucking, it's great. It's like, if you're into like pop punk, you're gonna truly enjoy these guys. So like I said, check them out. I'll put some information in the description. So I have a bad habit of not really checking like sites and apps all the time. So with that said, I recently opened up my SoundCloud. Actually, I did it tonight for the first time in fucking months. And I see that I had a few new followers. Nothing crazy, but as I do, I like to check people out and see who's following me. And one of them was a group by the name of Nasty Party. They're good, man. they have like a, it's like a familiar sound. I just can't put my finger on it. It's like a punk new wave sound, I guess. I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm loving it. They are a Sydney and London based group, and they are self-described as a slide somewhere between the melodic choruses of the Buzzcocks, The Cure, the bready classic punk of Sex Pistols, The Jam, The Voidoids, and The Ramones, the anti-Poutine guitar assault of The Angels and AC/DC, and to be honest, I could not describe them any better. Like, they have, like I said, it's a very familiar sound, but it's different, and I like it, and I like them. They just, it's fucking, it's good, man. But yeah, so if you're interested, go check them out. Like I said, they're called Nasty Party. With that, how about this? You guys know, obviously, I'm into gaming and stuff too, and a bit of old school. I was raised on Super Mario and all that stuff. So, obviously, Super Mario Brothers movie just came out, and it looks, to me, it looks amazing. I haven't actually seen it. I've just seen like the trailers and everything, but I believe I will be going to see it soon. Just because it's been hyped up, it seems a lot of people do like it. And then you have to back it up with the fact that apparently it's the highest grossing video game adaptation of all time at the global box office. So I guess it is doing okay and might be worth going to see. But now for something a little bit more mature and disturbing, which is what I like a lot also. Evil Dead Rise is set to be released in probably just a few days, I think. Now, I think less than a week. And that one I will be going to see without a doubt. I love horror so much. And I've been a fan of Evil Dead series since, I don't even remember. I've just, since I was a little boy. And I hope this one holds up to the rest of them. It does look, again, from the trailer, it looks pretty fucking disturbing. And I mean that in a great way. But anything could be a flop, and I just hope it's not a flop. I hope it's at least just okay. At the minimum, it has to be okay. It doesn't take a whole lot to like make me happy, so I'm pretty easy to please. So I think it'll be all right and pretty decent. What else? Okay, finally, I'm gonna end on some TV well, not TV, but shows or anything. It was a show that I started recently, and I just finished, I believe, yesterday. If you haven't heard, it's called Agent Elvis. Have you heard of it? It's on Netflix. Essentially, it's Elvis Presley joins a secret government spy program to help fight threats against the United States and the world, I guess. It's pretty it's pretty fucking great. It's an adult animated comedy, and it's pretty insane. It involves Elvis's sex and drug addicted monkey Scatter and his best friend and stunt double Bobby Ray. I don't know. It's pretty awesome. It's Matthew McConaughey as Elvis. Johnny Knoxville is voicing Bobby Ray. I love fucking Johnny Knoxville. He's fucking amazing too. He can do fucking anything. That's just to name a few people of the cast. So yeah, if you're into weird, offensive cartoons with graphic violence and a significant amount of cartoon peen, this might be the show for you. Again, I really did enjoy it. It's a narrow niche. I don't see it going very far, but I did. I truly enjoyed it just because it is so fucking weird and out there. And I believe it was, I don't know if it was produced or, I don't know, but I know Priscilla Presley is a part of the whole thing, which is pretty sweet also. Anyway, yeah, I think that's all I have for now. But I will be back with more soon. Don't you fret. I'm making more of an effort now, and I got shit going on in a good way. So yeah. As I was saying before, you guys know I'm into gaming, so don't forget, follow me on Twitch. I'm there every Friday night at 11:55 p.m. Eastern Time. I know that's a weird time to say, but I feel like people get confused if I say midnight, because that could be the next... And it doesn't matter. Every Friday night, 11:55 p.m. on Twitch. That is twitch.tv... Is it .tv? it's Twitch. Oh my god, I'm dumb right now. It's twitch.tv/punkrockcheeseburger. You guys know the deal. Well, you should. If you don't, now you do. twitch.tv/punkrockcheeseburger. And also, check me out on TikTok. I have been a lot more active there, creating a lot more content on TikTok. I am fucking addicted to that fucking app. I don't know, it's just fun. It's fun, and I get a lot of my Twitch stuff and a lot of my gaming stuff out there. And, yeah, so follow me there on TikTok also, same name, Punk Rock Cheeseburger. And as you guys also know, I'm all over the other social media sites, so, again, you can either Google or just go to whatever site you use. Type in Punk Rock Cheeseburger. If you're on Twitter, it's Punk Rock CB. That's the only difference. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys check out those bands, the movies and the TV show. Totally worth checking out, I'm telling you, man. But anyway, thanks everyone for listening. I will talk to you all next time. You all have a good day, evening, and or night. Bye.